I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. During the last flu season, more than 100 children in the U.S. died of the flu, and thousands more were hospitalized for severe illness or complications from the virus. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, vaccination is the best available preventative measure we have against influenza. To talk about children and the flu is Dr. William Basco. He's a professor of pediatrics and director of the Division of General Pediatrics at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Basco, is there still time for children to get the flu shot to receive protection during the current flu season this year?
Absolutely, Bobby. We encourage individuals to get the influenza vaccine beginning in October when it usually becomes available. However, we encourage people to get it all through the season, including up through March or April, because there are sporadic cases of influenza through the spring, and we never really know when the season will end.
Tell us some details about the recommendations for when children should begin getting the flu shot.
We recommend that every child 6 months and older get the flu vaccine. Another group that people may not typically think about would be pregnant moms. Pregnant moms can receive the vaccine at any point during pregnancy, and immunization of pregnant moms has been shown to reduce the chance that the infant will catch influenza in those first 6 months before we can vaccinate them.
And what about the nasal flu vaccine that we heard about a couple years ago?
For this year and last year, we've recommended against using the nasal vaccine for influenza prevention, mostly because the data suggests that in recent years it has not been effective.
Can you tell us a bit about symptoms of influenza for children and teens?
So the most common features that would let a parent know that their child might have influenza compared to a regular cold this time of year would be the combination of fever and respiratory symptoms. Sometimes the predominant symptoms are gastrointestinal, but even in those patients, you would expect fever to be much more prominent than with typical childhood viral illnesses.
What should a parent do to take care of a child if indeed they have the flu?
If a parent notices fever and severe respiratory or GI symptoms, having a healthcare provider see the child and determine if it is influenza is very important. There are some antiviral treatments that are available to treat influenza. They've been shown to shorten the course of the illness and the severity of the illness, but it's really important to begin those in the first few days of illness.
Dr. Basco, what signs or symptoms or sort of red flags might indicate that a child who is sick needs extra attention?
Well, Bobby, in addition to the baseline symptoms of fever, respiratory symptoms, and maybe GI symptoms, the thing that would concern a parent is if those conditions are progressing. For example, the child may develop shortness of breath, or they may develop a cough that's so severe they're not recovering. They're coughing over and over and can't catch their breath. Similarly, if they're having GI symptoms, they may have decreased intake and become dehydrated. And either one of those conditions could be associated with what we call lethargy, where the child's just very sluggish, not as responsive as they should be. And really, any of those symptoms in the context of a child who we think has influenza are very concerning and suggest that they should have prompt medical care.
Dr. Basco, thanks for this information about protecting children from the flu.
You're very welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.